town, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this first Friday of August. It is day number 5 of the 8th month of 2022. Kind of a steamy start to the day, 74 degrees on our way to 96, and a heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by Kayla Mock, who is the Emporia First Friday Director, previewing tonight's First Friday Art Walk. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
We just heard you on the air.
I know.
A couple of minutes ago. Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, a lot of good things being done at Trox for the art world. We appreciate all you do, and it's nice to have you on during our First Friday Primetime Newsmaker to preview what's happening downtown with the Art Walk. So what are things looking like for tonight?
Well, we have 13 venues on the Art Walk tonight, and I'm pretty excited. We've got a really nice mix of new artists. I call them newbies to the Art Walk, and then also some favorite veterans that will be showing some new work. So a nice little mix. And then I'm also super excited. We have some live music tonight. The band No Bow Tie will be playing at St. Andrew's Church. And, yeah, that's going to be really great. One of the, you know, biggest questions I get asked is, like, why don't you guys have more live music? And, you know, it's just kind of difficult to schedule it all, you know, but we've taken that advice, and we're going to start having more live music. So we're excited to get that going.
I was going to ask kind of what that provides to an ambiance type of flavor here for an art walk, and kind of whether you've had more artists that have at least inquired about possibly, you know, or musicians that have inquired about being involved.
Absolutely. We've had it where the Skirts have played a few times, and that has been wonderful. Where it gets kind of weird is, like, the nature of the Art Walk is so, like, come and go, you know, so you don't want a band to be playing and then people to come in and just, you know, watch for, like, 3 minutes and then turn around and leave. You know, like, that's kind of rude to the performers. So then, you know, when St. Andrew's jumped on as an Art Walk venue, we thought that that was a perfect opportunity because they opened their parish hall and set up the tables and chairs. And then we usually have a food vendor, so you're able to get your food, go in, and actually sit down and enjoy the music, you know, for 20, 30 minutes, and then go about your art walk. So that's been a really good partnership, I think, for live music.
All right, so presenting venue tonight is where?
L&L Pets, and they are featuring Claire Cooper. Claire is 13 years old, and this is her second art walk. I love Claire, and it took her about 2 years before she was, like, could muster up the courage to actually share her art walk or her artwork on the Art Walk. And she did so in March of this year, and she sold out that night. And so she's back, and she's excited. She's got some new pieces, and I'm just real proud of her for getting the courage to show again.
So where else we at?
We have Emmeline Fuller at GM Eats. The Flint Hills Artist Guild is at the Emporia Art Center. That's always a really nice show, and the Community Flute Choir will be playing as well. Destiny Lynn Kay will be at Gravel City Roasters. Millicent Dagworth is at Main Street Axe Company. That's been a really fun new venue. Liam Angulo will be at Mike's Attic. Jamie Darcy is at Mulready's Pub. This is the last month to see Jamie's show there. And as I mentioned, St. Andrew's Church will be on the Art Walk. The Ampersand Vinyl Record Guy will be there. with no bow tie, and then MJ's Instincts will be providing food. I believe they're making some ribs for tonight. So
all right.
And then Mackenzie Cazares is a new art walk artist. She will have some beautiful jewelry at Sweet Granada. Lexi Horsch is at Dusty Trail. Barbara Therese will be at Twin Rivers Winery. And Leon Morrow is at Vault Meats and Cheeses. And then at Trox Gallery and Gifts, we have a new show opening by Alyssa Cervantes Hallett called Unearthed. It is beautiful botanical paintings on natural wood. It's pretty breathtaking, so come see that for sure.
So when does the art walk start?
We start at 5 o'clock, and it goes all the way till 9 o'clock.
Get the passports, right?
Yep, absolutely. At any of those venues, you can pick up a passport. If you didn't listen to what I just said, you can go to employerfirstfriday.com and get that list of venues that are participating. And it is going to be hot, but one of the great things about the way that we do the art walk is that it is actually kind of an indoor event with just like a little smidgen of outside time. You just have to get from one place to the other, and then you'll be in air conditioning. So
a smidgen of heat, that is it.
Just a smidgen.
All right. Thank you, Kayla.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, Kayla Mock. First Friday Art Walk is tonight starting at 5 in beautiful downtown Emporia.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmakers, you know how to do it. Give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email.